Experience will probably factor into that decision on who to start.
Yeah, you know, I have a good...
or who he's played outside.
Right. I have a good knowledge of the playbook and all that. And, right now, we're just bringing Sewell along because we're going to need him at one of these weeks. We're going to need Sewell before Darby gets back. So it could be, just like how Darby went out, could be Sunday. So that's really all it is.
Jalen, from a confidence standpoint, you mentioned 2 years, first game into the fire, you know, thrown in that type of situation. What does that do for your confidence to be successful in that type of environment?
Yeah, it does a lot. That's a passing attack team, so it wasn't like we were playing against a downhill team. And, you know, they threw the ball, we blitzed, caught some zero blitzes, caught some, you know, man-free blitzes. So it was the whole playbook in there. It says a lot if the coach can still call those things while you're in there, and it gives you confidence. So.
No. No.
Thank you.
Killen, you've been in the league for... Are you a corner or a safety?
I don't think I've ever seen... safeties go back to corner. I thought corner was done, and I'm back there. So
yeah.
I don't think of anybody that's done that.
Yeah.
But that's how it buys me as much time as I can in the league, and I go back to safety when I get 30. Uh-huh. Amen. So it's been a little journey.
Is it difficult? Because usually at safety you play at a different weight, I would think, than corner. So how has that been for you?
Well, I had to lose body fat anyway, so it was kind of perfect. You know what I mean? But the biggest thing is what you guys keep talking about, the confidence to get out there in the island and cover. And safety, you're taught to keep things in front of you, far in front of you. And now it switches, and now you have to be tighter. So
right. Can't get too high at the top of your route.
Right. Yeah. And I had one of those in the game against Pryor. So now it's just getting those small things, getting the safety kinks out of there, because right now safety's out of the question, I think.
So you came to camp this year, training camp, as a safety, right?
Yeah, I played corner the last week in camp. Well, Miami and then the Jets.
So kind of around the time that they traded for Darby and then also got McDougal, they put you back at corner.
Right.
What was that discussion like?
It was just an opportunity. We go out in Corey Graham, and you know how this league works. He's a veteran guy. He's a good player. And opportunity on this team for me would be better at corner. And I had to go and battle at corner. And, you know, obviously I did enough to still be here. Mm-hmm. So that's really what that was.
So what's your playing weight right now?
About 193. I'm usually about 198, 99.
Right. So is that 5 pounds in the last 2 weeks to get back?
Yeah,
to
and
corner?
It's body fat. Yeah, it's all body fat. And I'm just trying to slim up and keep the tackling mentality and all that. But at the same time, get a good weight that I can run.
Was that difficult from a diet and a nutrition and a weightlifting standpoint or anything?
Not really, because, you know, we out there running so much. When you come back to camp, your body fat's usually up.
Uh-huh.
Once you get back in the camp and the heat, it naturally drops down. And you just got to keep eating and doing the right thing. So
you went to Florida as a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You moved to safety because there was so much movement.
Mm-hmm. So it's literally a similar situation here. I was the guy that had the body frame, the mentality that could do it. And we have young corners come in that were better at corner than what our safeties were.
Uh-huh.
And it was just one of those, like, hey, can you go to safety? And I was like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm. But so. You're pretty convinced this is it. Like, this, you're a corner now.
For this year, and where, you know, for these weeks, and uh-huh. Darby's down, and you know, who's healthy now,
uh-huh.
I'm a corner.
Is it better to be versatile, or are you at a point where you want a position to be able to master?
Yeah, obviously for selfish reasons, anybody wants to be able to focus on one thing. But, right, it's a team sport.
Right.
And, you know, right now I'm helping the team best and being versatile. So at some point, you know, your career, you want to kind of lock in and hone in at one position. But if this is what it is, then I'm fine with that.
Do you remember what you ran at the combine?
4.41.
Okay, so you're one of the faster corners on this team.
Yeah, I'm not a slow guy, so I'm one of the faster guys on here on the team.
All right. Do you feel like for however long Ron is out, though, this is your addition to convince people you're a corner in this league?
Right, it's definitely an opportunity for this organization and just the league in general, fans and all that, just to show that I can play corner in this league and still play safety. So.
Right. Do you think it's natural for the Chiefs to want to come in Sunday and really knowing you guys don't have Ron, to target you guys on the outside especially?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a coach, I would do the same thing, test outside. But that's our job to shut it down early, and then we can get to playing some ball.
Thanks.
With that mindset, how much have you learned to sort of embrace this cornerback role, knowing that it's a need in this team?
I mean, same with safety. When I moved to safety, you just have to embrace whatever they put in front of you, and make the best of it. And then this one is an opportunity for me and for to help the team. So you can't complain with that when you can help your team and help yourself in this league.
It's a big opportunity coming up this week to go up against a guy like Tyreek Hill. Can you speak to a little bit of what's going through your mind when you might have to be matched up against him?
Yeah, you just go back to your technique and understanding where he's at. He's a fast player. He's everywhere, the Swiss Army knife. So just trying to get a beat on where he may be and when you may have to face him and what he runs in certain positions, and obviously understanding how fast he is, and that you don't want to let him get up on you and all those things. And so that's really the big thing for all the corners right now, just kind of getting a feel for when he's running deep and when he's not.
Has Darby given you guys any advice?
He's been around. Darby's a crazy athlete, so Darby really just gets out there and he covers. So the best thing, I mean, right now he's trying to get healthy, and you know, I don't think there's much he can tell us when it comes to the game plan, because he's not really in the meat and stuff.